Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Ever feel like you're barely treading water? Life just keeps throwing stuff at you.
Oh, yeah.
That's the vibe in Goat's Angel, the book we're diving into today.
By Una Ryder.
Right, by Una Ryder. It's contemporary romance, but like with bikers and a whole lot of heart, I gotta say. If
Definitely.
you're into this kind of deep dive, hit that like and subscribe. Link to the books in the description, by the way.
So what's really cool about Ghost's Angel is it takes that whole damsel in distress thing and kind of flips it. Mira, our main girl, she's got problems, no doubt, but she's not just waiting around for some Prince Charming.
Oh, absolutely. Right from the start, we see her working at this diner, trying to make rent. Her apartment's flooded, her credit's trashed because of her awful foster parents.
Oh, rough.
And the thing that really got me, she's rationing her heart medication.
Wow.
Talk about a metaphor for someone hanging on by a thread.
It's heavy, right? But it shows how strong she is inside. Like literally fighting for her life on multiple levels.
Yeah.
And still she keeps going. That's what draws ghosts to her.
Okay, so Ghost, president of the Shadow Reapers Motorcycle Club.
Bad boy vibes.
Total bad boy. But he starts like watching over Mira from a distance, almost like
The guardian angel.
guardian angel. You see him step in, subtle at first, rescuing her from a bad situation, making sure she sees a doctor. Intriguing, but also makes you think about power dynamics, consent, all that.
Good point. The book definitely plays with that whole protector, almost savior thing,
Right.
but it's not simple, black and white. Ghost has his own issues, his past, the violent world he's in.
For sure.
He's drawn to Mira's, like, goodness, but also scared he'll ruin her.
It's like he's trying to save her from the very thing he is.
Exactly.
That tension between their worlds, that's what makes the romance so good. You see it when they first get together.
Yeah.
The way he claims her as his old lady, her moving into his place above the clubhouse.
What I find fascinating is how it challenges those ideas we have about love and being vulnerable. Like on the surface, Ghost is all tough, dominant, right?
Yeah.
But underneath, he's got a lot of vulnerability. And Mira, with everything she's going through, finds the strength to open up to him.
It's almost like they're learning from each other, growing both as people and as a couple.
Absolutely. And speaking of vulnerability, we got to talk about Ivan Kovalev.
Ooh, yeah.
Ruthless loan shark tied to Mira's past. Turns out her foster parents tried to sell her to him to pay off debts.
Ugh, so creepy.
It's chilling, right? Reminds you there's this dark side lurking beneath what seems like a normal life.
Like the author saying, danger can be anywhere.
For sure. And Kovalev, he's not just a physical threat, he represents all the awful stuff Mira's been through.
The trauma, the abuse.
Exactly. And that becomes a huge obstacle between her and Ghost. She's so used to being hurt, betrayed. It's hard to trust him fully.
Which leads to her keeping this massive secret from him, her heart condition.
Oh no.
It's getting worse, needs surgery, expensive surgery. But does she tell Ghost?
I'm guessing no.
Nope, she decides to leave him. Broke my heart a little, I gotta say.
It says a lot about her, though, right? So independent doesn't want to be a burden, especially to someone like Ghost, who's already carrying so much.
True, but it's also so sad you can see how much she cares about him.
Yeah.
Pushing him away to try and protect him, classic self-sacrifice thing.
Definitely raises questions about communication and relationships, especially with tough of a vulnerability. And then things get really intense. Mira collapses, needs emergency surgery, and that's when everything changes. Ghost, he's so angry she tried to leave, but also scared, you know?
Yeah, terrified of losing her. It's like a wake-up call, right?
Totally. He sees it's not just about keeping her physically safe, it's being there for her emotionally, supporting her, all of it.
And the fact that he like donates blood for her
Oh, yeah.
speaks volumes. Literally and figuratively, their lives are connected now.
It's deep. And for Mira, this whole thing forces her to look at her own, like, self-destructive habits. She's so used to pushing people away, protecting herself from pain, that she can't really be close to anyone.
A ghost isn't exactly making it easy for her, you know?
Right, he can be possessive, controlling,
Yeah.
which comes from his own insecurity and the whole biker code he lives by.
That's a good point. The book doesn't sugarcoat their relationship.
No, not at all. It's not all perfect. There's this power struggle, their worlds clashing.
Totally.
But there's also huge respect between them. Ghost sees how strong Mira is, her independence, and he wants her to embrace that.
Even while he's trying to protect her.
Exactly. He pushes her to, like, step out of her comfort zone, stand up for herself. Remember when he gives her his credit
Oh,
card?
yeah. Buy whatever you want.
Exactly. It wasn't just about the stuff. It was him empowering her, giving her choices, letting her see her own worth.
It's interesting, too, how the book shows the other Shadow Reapers. They're not just like biker stereotypes.
No, they're complex. Each one has their own story.
You've got Blade, the VP, always loyal to Ghost, Saint, the sergeant at arms, tough guy, but with a soft spot.
And Cypher, the tech whiz, like the brains of the operation.
They all shape Ghost's world and eventually become part of Mira's too. It's that whole found family idea.
Finding belonging where you least expect it. But there's also the dark side of the club. Remember the ambush at the docks?
Uh-huh.
Someone betrayed Ghost, told Kotalev about the plan to rescue those women?
Whoa. So much for brotherhood, huh?
It makes you wonder who you can trust, even in a group like that.
And it shows how dangerous this world is. The stakes are high. Every choice has consequences.
Big time. And it shows Ghost struggling inside loyalty to the club versus his love for Mira.
He wants to keep her separate from it, but he can't escape it himself.
And that's so clear when he deals with Crystal, that girl who was messing with Mira.
Kicks her out, right?
Yeah, even though that's been around a while, shows he's putting Mira first, above club rules, everything.
A real declaration, like, you're more important to me than anything.
And it shows he can change, grow, breaking free from those biker expectations, following his heart.
So cool. And Mira, too, she goes through this whole journey of self-discovery.
Right. Constantly challenging herself, pushing her limits, embracing her strength, and, like, admitting her weaknesses.
From victim to survivor to thriving, she finds her voice, her purpose.
And it's not just about being with Ghost. It's finding herself, forgiving herself for the past, letting go of the shame.
And she uses that to help others. 5 years later, she's married to Ghost, they adopted kids.
Aww.
She even starts a foundation to help foster kids become adults, using what she went through to guide them.
That ending is so hopeful. Shows that even after horrible stuff, you can heal, find meaning.
It reminds you everyone has the potential to change, grow, and love. Any kind of love can make that happen.
But before we get too mushy, what about those loose ends? Kovalev's still out there, right? Waiting for revenge.
Like a bad penny, and we never find out who betrayed Ghost.
Yeah, that mystery's still hanging. Makes you doubt everyone.
It's almost like the author saying the past always comes back to get you.
Right. Even in the best relationships, there can be secrets, betrayal. But it also shows that forgiveness is possible.
Mira and Ghost, they may never know why it happened, but they choose to move on, build a life together.
Based on trust, shared values.
And Kovalev being out there feels intentional, like a setup for a sequel.
Oh, yeah. Like, the fight's never really over. There's always darkness trying to mess things up.
So what do you think this all means for us, you know, as people living our own messy lives?
I think it shows strength comes in different ways. Not just being tough, it's vulnerability, empathy, facing your own bad side.
It's having the guts to love even when it's scary, and knowing you don't have to go through tough stuff alone.
There's support in family, friends, even in stories like this.
Ghost Angel at its core is about how love and forgiveness can change everything.
Even in the darkest places, there's hope. There's healing. It makes you want to be kinder, more understanding, help people out. It really makes you think. And that unresolved betrayal, we never know for sure who told Kovalev about the rescue.
Nope. Could have been anyone in the Shadow Reapers.
Even someone they thought was close.
Exactly. Makes you question everything.
And it leaves you feeling kind of unsettled, even with Mira and Ghost finding happiness.
Like a shadow hanging over them.
It's like a reminder, you know, the past can always come back.
Yeah. Even in good relationships, there could be these secrets, betrayals that just break your trust.
But it also shows forgiveness is possible. Mira and Ghost, they might never know why, but they choose to move on.
Build a life together.
Based on trust, shared values. And then there's Kovalev, still out there, like a constant threat.
Almost feels like the author's leaving the door open for a sequel.
Yeah, it could be. It's like saying the fight never ends. There's always going to be darkness trying to win.
So, big picture, what do you think all this means for us, you know, just trying to live our lives?
I think it shows strength isn't just one thing. It's not always about being tough.
Right.
It's being vulnerable, understanding people, facing your own demons.
Having the courage to love, even when it's scary.
Exactly. And knowing you don't have to face tough stuff alone.
There's your family, your friends. Even stories like this, they can give you strength.
Ghost's Angel, at its heart, it's about how love, forgiveness, those things can really change you.
Make you a better person.
Even in the worst situations, there's hope. There's a way to heal. Makes you want to be more compassionate, you know, help others.
Well said. And for everyone listening, we want to hear what you thought about Ghost's Angel.
Yeah, what stuck with you? What questions came up for you after this deep dive?
Leave a comment. Let's discuss. One last thought to leave you with. How do you define strength?
Good one.
And how can you use that strength to make the world a little bit better?
Something to think about.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Ghost's Angel. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share with your bookworm friends.
Spread the love.
And as always, keep exploring, keep learning, keep diving deep.